Well, good morning, everybody. It is awesome to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. I love the seasons changing like this. I see winter coming in, man. The holidays are coming in on us. I think it's a great day to celebrate the goodness of God. Amen. I've talked to a couple different people today that snow is a reminder of just how white we are to God. He says that we're actually whiter than snow. So it's like, come on, snow, shoot your best shot. Then I'm going to go stand out there by you, and you can see what white really is. Amen? Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you that I know our flesh doesn't like the cold and the blowing and stuff, but Father, our spirits rejoice because this just declares you're the God of the heavens. You're the God of the seasons. You're in total control of this planet, of this solar system. You're the one that causes it to rain and snow. So, Lord, we just praise you and exalt you and thank you for the beauty of creation. Would you please bless our fellowship here today? Would you speak to us spirit to spirit? Stir us in ways that only you can. Bless and anoint our worship. Bless and anoint the word. And bless our fellowship, Lord. You know that we're trying to be a little bit careful with the COVID. Lord, we're not hiding anything from you. We're asking for your help. Help us to use wisdom and faith as we walk through this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's say good morning to each other.
Oh my gosh, looks like a blizzard out there.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Well, good morning, everybody. If you take out your brand new bulletin, thank you, Jeanette and Cindy. You guys do a great job with this. Totally redesigned. Wow. If you turn to one of the back pages, you'll see a few announcements there. So we have our 24-hour prayer vigil coming up, and we'll finish with a joint service with Templo, and then we'll have a pizza meal together with them after that. So here's the sign-up sheet, and we're hoping to have at least two people in every time slot, so I'll just pass this through, and people can fill out wherever they want to fill out. Maybe you already have. And Midweek Life Group has been going great. Last Wednesday was really good. We had a great group there, and it was a lot of laughs and a lot of faith, so that was pretty good. 6 o'clock here at church, and like I say, you can bring something to eat, or you can just eat at home and then just come on in fellowship and faith. That's awesome. Yep, that's true. It's been known to happen. Good question. Yep. Come on, bring it on. Right. That's a good question. How about? Yeah. How about if we just postpone the midweek for a couple of weeks because we have the prayer vigil coming up Saturday and Sunday. So with all of that and the spacing, it'll give us a couple of weeks to see what's going on, and we can kind of focus on next weekend's prayer vigil. Sound good to everybody? Is what? Well, it's for sale. So anybody that wants a brand new... I was going to get my Benny Hinn on and take the coat and throw it at you guys, see if I could knock y'all out. Yeah, that's it. You know you're home when it's a mess. Game night is every third Friday of every month, 6:30 to 9. And Thursday morning life group is hosted at Cindy's home, Cindy Newman's home, from 10 to 11:30. And are you still doing yours? We will send out communications on all the midweeks and the life groups very soon. How's that? Plenty of time. Okay. So with that, can I have the ushers come up? We will take the offering. Okay. I think some of you may have heard, but our good friend and sister, Cheryl, passed away about a week ago. And so if we could remember to be praying for her family and really for all of us, because it's a loss to all of us. How about before we take the offering, I just pray for Cheryl's family right now. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for Cheryl and the time that we had with her. She was here so many different Sundays, Lord, just sitting there. I can just see her sitting there with a smile. She'd come in with a smile. She had one of the greatest testimonies of feeling the presence of God while she was at the house of God. Every time you talk to her, she'd say, I just love how I sense the presence of God here. And so, Lord, we do miss her, and I'm sure some of us really miss her. So, Lord, would you please heal the brokenhearted, binding up their wounds. Would you please help her family, those that are already born again, Lord, would you refresh them in your spirit? And those that don't know you, Lord, I pray that this time of pain, that you would show them your goodness and lead them to repentance because of your goodness. That's what your word says. So we just bless her whole family and all of her friends, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, we take the offering up today and we're just giving back to you. We love you, Lord, and we give back to you just one of the expressions of how we love you. Would you please bless this offering and really use it to affect people's lives, Father? We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. What a wonderful day to be in the house of the Lord, right?
Amen.
On our way, on my way in, because I was by myself, I was coming along 36th Street here, and you know how the leaves were whipping and whipping and whipping, and there's a house, I don't know, on 36th Street. There was a young boy, probably 8 or 10, and there was an adult with him. They were trying to rake the leaves. And I looked at that picture, and, you know, the first thing you want to do is think, oh, my gosh, what are you trying to do? You know, wait it out. And the thing that came to my mind is, you know, the spiritual part of it. You know, things can be whipping around in your life that you don't know how to handle right now. They just whip, and they whip, and they whip, and they whip. And when God comes into the situation, he can take all those things and bring them down to a level they can be controlled. I'm not saying everything's gone, but God will help you sort those things out and put them in a priority and into a way they can be looked at and taken and grasped and gotten rid of. Because when you're out there in that wind and you're going like this and this and you're really not getting anything, let's depend on the Lord today to come in to those areas and to make a way, and to make it clear. Okay? Will you please stand? Hallelujah. Good, and I dance Okay, I saw a few. Natalie, you're doing wonderful. Denise, you're doing wonderful. Let's get our feet in the groove, okay? If you can't get your feet in the groove, we can do the whoa, whoa, you know. So let's enter into his presence with thanksgiving and joy. So let's start from the, we're going to sing verse 1. going to start us out on how great thou art. He's going to sing the first verse twice. So set your eyes on the Lord as he sings.
I see the stars.
Father God, we just declare with all that we are how great thou art. What a wonderful song that takes us through so many different things that all of us have experienced. You've been great through all of it, through the high places, the low places, the celebrations, the hard times. You have always been right there. How great thou art. Father, we thank you that you've blessed us so much, as your word would say, exceedingly and abundantly, more than we could even ask or imagine. That's how you've blessed us, Lord. And we thank you so much. Thank you, Father, that we have been born again. We've been born from above. We've been born by a new spiritual birth, that we have spiritual eyes and spiritual ears and spiritual heart, Lord, that we can see your grandeur and your wonder, your magnificence in all of creation. We can see the amazing power of your creativity in our kids and in our grandkids and our spouses. Lord, because of who you are and who you are in us, our lives are forever and completely changed. We thank you and praise you for that so much. Thank you, God, for drawing us here today. Thank you, God, for bringing us together in the midst of all the other stuff that the devil's devised to try to keep us out of church, keep us away from each other, and keep us distracted from you. Here we are, together, focused on you. And again, Lord, how great thou art. We praise you and exalt you, Lord. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Go ahead and be seated. Everybody, thank you, worship team. That was great. Praise God. So we're going to be keeping the kids in with us today.